Here he comes, ladies and gentlemen. Here he comes now. The man with the stories. The hardest man in show business, ladies and gentlemen. The man is going to tell you the story about the bear, ladies and gentlemen. Here for.
All right, look. This is, you know, they're just ragging on me because I can't keep my mouth shut on long hauls. Anyway.
Fish. All right. If you don't feel like telling the story about the bear, you can tell the story about getting lost in the mountains.
Well, I could tell you this one other story. When we did go out to Telluride the first time. Oh, you want to hear the bear story? Okay, there's two bear stories. One bear story is in the Adirondacks.
Let's just hear one bear story.
Okay, we'll hear one bear story. I don't know which one I like better. Well, this was bad. This is true, and you know, no one believes me, but this sucked. I was hiking the Adirondacks, and it was near this place, Long Lake, and we had bushwhacked. I'd been bushwhacking through, you know, I don't know, it was like 6 days of bushwhacking. And we'll have bushwhack music here. I came out on the trail. And I started hiking around. There was like, you know, there was a hill and there was a bend and there was a bunch of trees and shit. And in Adirondacks, they don't, you know, you don't have to have bear bells or anything like that. And so I'm hiking along. And I come across this bear, and it was a black bear, which you normally aren't. They climb trees really well, but they're normally, you know, they're not mean, or they're like cats, you know, or something. They run away. They don't want to meet you any more than you want to meet them. And so this bear was a female bear, and she was mad. And she looked at me, and I knew right away that she was mad. So I took my pack off. I was very calm about it. And I took my pack off, and I started, they tell you, you know, if you run a bit, they tell you, take your pack off and you walk backwards and that kind of thing. Well, I started walking backwards, and this bear just started walking toward me and then started like trotting toward me, you know, and she didn't look happy, and she was eating too, which is another thing. They stop eating and they come after you, there's something wrong. So I ran up a tree. I ran up this tree. I can't climb trees for shit, but I did. I climbed this tree, and I went up this tree. It was like it was not a very wide tree, but I was up this tree, and I was about 15, 20 feet off the ground, and this bear was fat, and she couldn't climb all the way up this tree, and it was like kind of she couldn't tear it down either, which was, I was sitting in this fucking tree, and I'm sitting there, and this bear is really mad, and she's clawing at the bottom of the tree, and she's, and she really doesn't like me, and there's this whining sound, and I hear this whining sound, and I look up, and there's a cub in the tree. I'm in the tree that her cub was in. So I was sitting there, and I had to sit there, this whining sound, and this mother bear clawing, and the little bear on top, and I sat there for 3 hours. I sat there until I was on a hill, sort of, and I could kind of see the trail, and these people were coming up the trail, and I started screaming and yelling, You know, and they couldn't make out what I was saying. I was like, you know, don't come up here. There's a bear up here. Go get a ranger, all this shit. So they started hiking away. And they eventually understood me. They went, and I sat there for like another hour. And then the ranger came, and they shot the bear with a dart, and they put her to sleep. And I climbed down. And I don't know, the little baby bear, they get the baby bear down, and the mother bear's laying there on the ground, and she's unconscious. And we all walk away, very, you know. That was the story. But I almost, no one died, nothing died. It was a happy ending. It was a good one. It was a good scare. All right. Anyway, what a long gig. Thank you.
Henrietta, ladies and gentlemen, the hardest man in show business. It's now driving one person to leave the theater. That's gotta be Eric. Am I right? It's Eric.
Eric has
been following us play for years now, and he always requests the same song.
And we've never played it for him.
We played it once for him.
And tonight,
we're not gonna play it.